This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Thanks for doing such a good job down there, GCN. Appreciate you. And as well as Judah on the other side of my glass, just who happens to be my son. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, that shows you what we do, what we have done, and what we are in the process of doing. sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, we're going to be, we just got back from Kentucky, the week before that Michigan, 3 weeks before that Pittsburgh. We're being called back to go to a Second Amendment rally in Michigan up and coming on the 17th of next month, and we're starting to get dates in Michigan as well concerning other events that we're going to be doing there, and it looks like we may be going back to Tennessee as well next month, so we got a lot in front of us. But if you'd like to book us outside of that, folks, we're not going to roll over and play dead in the face of what's going on here. Just like Martin Luther said, the great reformer, he said, even if I knew that tomorrow was the last day on earth, I would still plant an apple tree. We are to occupy telecoms, and that's exactly what we're doing. If you want to check us out and see who we are, what others have to say, rather than it coming from me, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles coming at you every day, friends, 6 days a week and 7 days. There's five on Sunday as well, just for the record. But we are combating the lies found in the CIA control media. We're going to be exposing some more of that in just a couple minutes here through Ben Swan concerning the fact checkers and who's behind the fact checkers, as well as what we're going to be talking about first and second hour, friends. Americans now reminding their said representatives, government in government, that they are not above the law. They're taking it to them, friends, and I praise God for every one of you that are in the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, because we're with you. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, go over there if you want to watch us live on YouTube. You can do that. Join us on live chat. That means you can interact. I pay attention to those comments over there. And we have the faithfuls over there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we have the faithfuls on live chat. And there's some smart folks. I'll tell you what. Just last week, I was paying attention to what was going on. And someone wanted to jump on live chat and start telling everybody what the deal was. And it was interesting just how they instantly went under attack. And by those that were on live chat, because they know the Word of God. And if they know the Word of God, guess what, friends? They're going to have a hard time. People are coming in there trying to poison the well, per se. And these are some good guys over there, good women. And I just appreciate every single one of you guys on live chat, by the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. And if you'd like to jump over on there, click on Join Us on Live Chat. And it looks like we're having a little bit of technical problems with our YouTube page right now. Don't know what's going on, but it's scrolling over here, so don't think for one moment it's down and out. But interesting, all day it's been up. We've had no issues with it whatsoever. I just want to let you know, hang on, we'll be getting that fixed real quick. Right, Sam? Right, Sam? Yep, I just wanted to make sure you're paying attention. If you're one of the 129 cities listening to us right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com through Genesis Communication Networks, thank you for making us the number one and number two show. We're always in it with Alex Jones somehow or another. I don't know how that works. I think people feed on the Word of God, and they want to know what's going on across the country. So with that, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and Genesis Communication Networks. We're also broadcasting live into 53 different countries as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, I'll tell you what. There's a lot going on just over the last couple of days. We've been back from Kentucky, preached at a church out there, and in the process of doing it, drove 17 hours to get back home. When I did that yesterday, we needed to get some filters. So what we did is we went to the local hardware store, and of course we wanted to go in there and test the law, not my steel. They were testing their steel. There's a difference, friends. We don't magnify the crime. We magnify the law against the crime here. But with that said, I walked in, did what I needed to do, and on the way out, a lady said to me, Bradley, after I paid for my goods, she said, that lady over there is going to yell at you for not having a mask. And I said to her, I'm a big boy. I can handle myself. We're good to go. And sure enough, one of these ladies walked. She's moving carts around, comes over to me and says, sir, you're going to have to put on a mask. See, they need these little social justice warriors, friends. And I looked at her and I said, no, ma'am, I'm not going to pretend with you. Not going there with you. I know what the law says. As a matter of fact, I have a copy of the law. And she was being kind of rude and disrespectful to me, to one of her customers, and I had said to her, I said, man, you're kind of being rude to your customers here, aren't you? And she said, well, I'm not trying to be rude. I said, well, you are. And I said, my name is Bradley, and she said her name was Kim because I asked her name. And in the process, friends, I showed her what the law states. She said, well, we're a privately owned company. She said, you have to wear a mask in here. I said, ma'am, I don't lose my rights at the door. And I said, you need to understand what the law states. And I said, furthermore, when I say we're not going to pretend with you, you got to understand that that means just this, friends, that there is no law in the U.S. Constitution that gives authority to the governor to implement that which is unconstitutional. And, folks, she just kind of held to her own, and it's interesting because she said to me, you know, and I said, furthermore, if you look at the laws, even in our county, the sheriff is not enforcing these laws. And it's interesting, we're hearing this all across the board, but what we see in front of us through the CIA-controlled media is always this, friends. What is it? It's always people with masks on, always pushing the narrative, always driving what it is that they want to drive. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to pay attention to what's really going on in the world, Tim Brown this morning had broadcast live from England the uprising taking place in that country. There was literally hundreds of thousands of people live online that were protesting what the government is doing. Okay, see, folks, listen to me carefully. What they're afraid of is unanimity. They're afraid of unity amongst the people. This is why they're continuously dividing the people the best that they can. And this is why they're continuously using useful idiots that will push their narrative. I want you to hear this. They're afraid of people coming together. And it's exactly what's happening in England. Why? Because they know that they're being lied to. And people in the hundreds of thousands in that country are coming to the end of their wire and saying no more. They've got the opportunity to come together, and we had it live on Tim Brown's show this morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com, YouTube. You can check it out. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sorry, guys. Technical problems on our end. I'm so sorry, YouTubers. I am so frustrated with YouTube. Tim Brown had about 10,000 people online this morning, and I suspect because it was doing so well, they're probably messing with us on the back end. This is why people have had it with what's going on with the big tech companies. This is why they're being sued in numbers across the United States of America. I don't know what it's like on the outside right now, but I can tell you on the inside, people are sick and tired of the censorship and the suppression of the information that the American people need. And I want to just reiterate the point concerning what I was just talking about on during the first segment there. And what they're afraid of, friends, is unanimity. They don't want people coming together. And that's what's happening in England right now. Why people on a global basis suffer the abuses that they suffer, I don't know. I don't understand it. But I do know this, and we've said it 1,000 times on the show. You're going to be able to oppress a people for so long before they finally stand up. And it's exactly what's happening across the world. Folks over in Europe right now, they're taking to the street. They're protesting the government. And, of course, the media, the CIA-controlled media, owned by six corporations worldwide, guess what they're doing? They're just ignoring the voice of the people because they don't want to see the people united against them. And see, this is what's happening. Let me say it this way. It's backfiring, friends. It's backfiring on a global basis. People know they're being lied to. America knows they're being lied to. America, did you know that gun sales are up 76% in this country right now? Well, you're being told that Donald Trump is going to save America, and what he blames the left for concerning Joe Biden, it's interesting to note Donald Trump is doing what you're afraid Joe Biden's going to do. That's what he's doing. It's what he's been doing for 5 years now. And I'm talking about the campaign trail as well. And people are finally starting to figure out, wait a second, what this guy says and what's taking place are two different stories. Man, it took me 5 years of my life to keep pointing my finger at the responsible party. Now people are finally starting to wake up. That's my job. This is what I do. Is it frustrating? Yes. But you know what? It's true. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Just keep pointing the finger, regardless if they take heed right now. Just keep pointing the finger. Just keep showing the people the air. Keep showing and exposing the fruit of this administration and the professed church. They'll come around sooner or later. And either they reject it to their own demise or they accept it. It just takes people a little bit longer sometimes to actually wake up. You got to keep shaking them and shaking them and shaking them. You ever been around those people that when they're sleeping, no matter what you do, they just lay there dead? You know, the fact of the matter is a lot of times when they just lay there dead, they hear all the well that you're trying to get up. But they're just trying to consciously put you out and lay there like a bunch of deadbeats. This is what I've been dealing with for 23 years of ministry, let me tell you. They hear you shaking them up in a lot of cases. And you shake them and you shake them and you shake them. And they still lay there like they're dead, like they're really sleeping. And you know all the well that they're awake. Oh, what a place to put yourself, man. A place of slumber in the time of emergency. It's not a good recipe in any sense of the word. Unanimity, friends. I want to tell you this. I'm just going to stay on this for a moment. Unanimity. Come together. Begin to communicate with your neighbors. This is important. This is key. Unanimity. When you're out and about, take the time to begin to speak to other people, because you're going to find out that eight, nine times out of ten, they're going to agree with exactly what you're saying. You know, in Minnesota right now, speaking of which, line upon line, precept upon precept, they're having a rally. Take off your mask day. Folks, you know, I get the point of what they're doing, but you should have never put it on in the first place. What happens when you don't wear them? What are they going to do? Come and make sure you put one on your face? No, and what's interesting about all of this, friends, is the fact that it's not the government pushing it right now. It's not the ones that are forcing by compliance, and I'm saying alone. They're not doing this standing alone. They're actually working in hand in glove with organizations and companies and corporations across the United States of America that are doing the enforcing for them. I did a show this last week, friends, talking about quit supporting these people. Folks, these business owners, they're not innocent. Instead of turning around and fighting off the tyrant, what are they doing? They're turning around and they're taking it out on their clientele. They're taking it out on their customers, friends. Just think about this. They're not throwing off tyranny. They're not saying to the government, can you show me where you receive delegated authority? No, they're just saying, well, listen, we don't want to shake any trees here. We don't want to stir up any trouble. Wait a second. You didn't start the trouble. Corruption in government's been starting the trouble. They've been advocating trouble. They've been assailing the American people far too long in this country, America. But I want to say to the business that are enforcing the mask mandate, folks, it's unlawful, it's unconstitutional. I've been down this road over the last week. You know, and the fact of the matter is the burden of proof lies on them, not on you. Show me in the U.S. Constitution, show me where it tells me that government has the right or delegated authority to implement that which is unconstitutional. The burden of proof is on them. And if the companies are going to go along with it, find a different company that won't. What are they going to do, friends, when you say no? Do you not understand? It's like Bug's Life and Hopper. Remember, what was his name? A Flick. Yeah. What did Flick do? Remember that show back in the 90s, Bug's Life? Remember when Flick finally stood up to Hopper and his little minions? And when the people got behind Flick, what happened? It was the best lesson ever. I don't suppose Hollywood meant to actually do that. They did that on accident, apparently. But the fact of the matter is when Flick stood up, what happened? Grass, the grasshopper, Hopper, he stood back and began to understand, wait a second, I better crush Flick quick, because if I don't, these people are going to catch on, and I'm not going to have any more wielded power over them anymore. America, come on! I mean, what's worse than that is when you walk in and you start seeing these employees with masks on telling people, you better wear one. In other words, you better be just as dumb and stupid and ignorant and blind and deaf as I am. And you know what they are? They're a bunch of social justice warriors. They're a bunch of snitches. And this is exactly, by the way, what the government is looking for. They want snitches to those that don't comply. Well, here, I can tell you this. I'm going to upend, at least in the state of Minnesota, as to what's going on, because we got some good news coming out across the boards as to what is happening. Americans reminding their representatives that they are not above the law. That's, oh my goodness, folks, I'm elated. I rejoice when I see that. I'm happy when I see that. Because it's the will of the Lord. The church should be keeping the commandments of God and establishing justice and righteousness within the gate. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Oh man, if I rejoice, what must the Lord be doing? It must please Him that the church actually responds. But they're responding. They're responding across the boards. And again, I'm elated. I'm happy. I rejoice when I see people standing up. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you see these incidents take place across the country, like this baker that's under attack by the homosexuals. I'll tell you what. You know what? The fact of the matter is, in God's faithfulness, He afflicts us that we might learn His statutes. And when you see that happening, friends, you need to rejoice, because the Lord is creating a ministry out of that. And it makes us, the rest of us, aware. And the more they attack Him, the more it fans the flame. And let me say it this way. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, friends, because they are. They are. And again, I want to say it one more time before we jump topic. Friends, unanimity. Come together under God. That will expose your enemies. Unite in truth, in Christ. Folks, because it's happening all across the globe. Okay? Don't sit there and feed on people that are giving you gloom and doom messages. Don't sit there and feed on people that are telling you that there's 300 people that are ruling the world. Baloney. They're only doing whatever you're letting them get away with. The fact of the matter is, it's my message, friends, and it's my duty and obligation before God and man to throw off tyrants. And so it is yours. I don't care if you call yourself a patriot, a Christian, and or a conservative. We're going to come right back, friends, and we are going to get to this. I want to get first over to some audio I wanted to play for you at the beginning of the week concerning, as church leaders tell us not to vote for a certain candidate because of what he may support. Then they point to the incumbent president that is not only in support of what they're condemning, but is also funding it. Just think about that. I'm going to play some audio in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States Marshal Service found 39 missing children in Georgia over the last 2 weeks in a mission known as Operation Not Forgotten. The operation led to the rescue of 26 children and the safe location of 13 others. The missing children were considered to be some of the most challenging recovery cases they'd ever seen based on indications of high-risk factors such as child sex trafficking, exploitation, sexual abuse, and medical and mental health conditions. The U.S. Marshal Service's Missing Child Unit worked with state and local agencies in Georgia and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. 9 criminals were also arrested, and investigators cleared over 27 arrest warrants. Investigators also filed additional charges for a number of crimes related to sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violations, drugs and weapons possession, and interference. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has seized 3 websites, and USA's John Clements has details.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The 4 vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
More than 115,000 inactive voter registrations are now at the risk of being removed from Ohio's voter rolls, but not until after the November election. The final revised figure released represents the number of voter registration that will be purged if they are not activated. Inactive voters in Ohio have to take certain actions to stay on the rolls, including voting on Election Day or updating and confirming their address through the state's voting website. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to take Cody from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Cody. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, not bad. Did you guys get a chance to explore southern Kentucky at all? That's pretty area there, or did you just come straight back?
I literally left on Monday. I drove from Minneapolis area, 55 miles out, and then I drove into Lafayette, Indiana, stayed overnight, did the radio show, and then we took off from there and we drove into the Burkesville area of Kentucky. I did the church that night. We literally turned right back around, went into the Nashville area, picked up our vehicle, and we drove all the way back 17 hours. I literally, listen, usually when we do what we do, Cody, it's from point A to point B and no play time, very little play time, even Sundays, but the fact of the matter is, to answer your question, no, I didn't.
We got enough lakes up there in Minnesota, but they've got some really big houseboats kind of neat to set up there on Lake Cumberland. Next time you get down that area, check it out.
Cool.
But anyway, the reason I called is I'm trying to, you know, you talk about the Federal Reserve and how it's, you know, we're paying interest to a, you know, basically a private bank. You've had talks on it and
fiat money
on your website.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a slavery that affects every race. So on Monday at 11 a.m., I'm doing a protest there at the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank. If anybody wants to come, probably just do it till 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, something like that, taking some signs out there and trying to wake America up how they've been enslaved with this monetary system. And you know, you're welcome to join us, and anybody that's listening,
Okay.
We just really need to wake up America.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you go to, hang on a second, I have it right in front of me right now. Just making reference again to the U.S. Constitution, my friend. And when I do that, I'm jumping over to Section 4, Article 2, and it talks about every bill. I'm sorry. Section 8. Clause 4, to establish a uniform rule, talking about naturalization uniforms on law, subject to bankruptcies throughout the United States, to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and the foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. People don't know, Cody, that it used to be based on gold and silver, backed by gold and silver. And now we have fiat money, and if you go to Article 6 or Clause 6 of Section 8, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the security and current coin of the United States of America. People do not understand that it is illegal. And see, Cody, this is what I always come back to. And I think my objective here in life is to establish righteousness within the gate because I hate injustice. And there's so much injustice going on in the United States of America. But when we go back to the Federal Reserve, friends, just, you know, again, lay the burden of proof on those that are to represent we the people. Where did they receive delegated authority to create money out of thin air?
No, it's been a scam for 107 years, and I cannot believe it's happened this long. I can't believe that, you know, when communication was harder and people weren't as educated, maybe, I just can't believe it's gone on this long. And that's what's, I think, you know, all of the politicians have been, they're all corrupt or blackmailed. You know, you hear about all this, there was a new article on your website here about somebody with Seminole County, Florida was using the database there to, I don't know, do something with sex and the children and picking up some kind of, you know, it's amazing how many people in the government are involved in all this child sex and debauchery.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's a good point that you're making because people need to understand why nothing's going the way it's supposed to go because, like you said, they're extorted men. And we've known this for a long time. And here again, here's the media covering for those that are responsible for committing the act of pedophilia. And I'm talking about extorted politicians. And folks, just for the record, it's not like just a few of them. It's a majority of them. If you want to know how corrupt America is, that's all you have to ask yourself. The question is, when is the articles of impeachment, when were they drawn up under Barack Hussein Obama when he's blatantly attacking the American people and transgressing the Constitution 1,168 times? Not a one. That's how corrupt you are, America. But this information that Cody's talking about right now in child trafficking, you need to understand this has been going on for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, when we were little kids, Cody, in 1973, when Watergate took place, we were told that, you know, as one party spying on another party and they were busted. No, the fact of the matter is that was the story, the cover story by the media to cover up the fact that it was a pedophile ring that was being exposed in Washington, D.C. That was in the 70s. What about conspiracy of silence in the 80s? And now we're finding out more and more and more and more. Much of the distraction going on through coronavirus is there to cover up child sex trafficking. And we just heard on the break, Cody, how many kids were spared? They were rescued? This stuff is...
39, right?
Exactly. This stuff is... People don't realize many of these agencies that you've been taught to believe that you're supposed to trust them, they're the ones organizing these child sex rings. They're the ones stealing kids. They're the ones that are setting these things in play, protecting, again, the big guy and their crimes against we the people, us peasants. At least that's what they'd have you believe. But what's happening now, my friend, is people are waking up to what's going on, and I praise God for it. But those that are child sex trafficking and committing the act of pedophilia, there needs to be a vigilante justice take place here across the United States, and we need to get cameras of our own and publicly start to hang some of these people, Cody, because I'm all about
Absolutely.
It, let me tell you.
I agree. It's getting to the point where, it's just if there's not going to be any justice, you know, you talked about suing the big tech companies and all that. I mean, justice delayed. I think you maybe have said that, but you know, others said it also. The justice delayed is really injustice.
It is.
It takes so long to go through the court that it's just a joke.
Well, because the courts are a part of it. Yeah, the courts are a part of it because they've made a bureaucracy out of it. I mean, every delay, how much more money do they get paid? I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And you're right. Justice delayed is injustice because the right time to do the right thing is right now. And what you see, and Cody, it really does come to this, my friend. When you take God's justice, and when you see, for example, when somebody says, you know, for example, if they're guilty of committing the crime of murder, and you can prove that he intended to murder, well, guess what? It's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, a blow for a blow, so on and so forth. And when you begin to enact judgment the way our forefathers did in this country, all the way up until the 1800s for the most part, they didn't tolerate murder, and they used to hang people publicly to what? Deter the crime. Now what is it? You have a government system that makes void God's commandments, taking on man's commandments, makes a $64 billion interest industry where they teach people to go ahead and commit the crime three times, but if you do it a fourth time, we're really going to put the hammer down on you. I mean, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and that's exactly what we're dealing with. Yeah. Appreciate you, man.
Well, Brown, keep up the good fight. Appreciate
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to this audio here because as church leaders tell us just this week, we were told by John MacArthur, and I hope inadvertently, but as church leaders in this country tell us not to vote for a certain candidate because of what he may support, speaking of Joe Biden, right? Talking to the two candidates that have been hand-delivered to them by the powers that are tolerated, all the while knowing that they're a part of the establishment, all the while knowing they're on the same team, what do? The church leaders play the game. They empower the establishment that everybody's sick and tired of by telling you not to vote for Joe Biden. What most don't realize is that what you're afraid that Joe Biden would do, Donald Trump is already doing it. If you're not paying attention, that's the truth of the matter. And I want to say this too, friends. When you look at what Donald Trump is doing right now, that boy, listen to me carefully, that boy is playing a very dangerous game. And what am I talking about? Just this last week, he was talking about Joe Biden, if he becomes the president, again, controlling the opposition, creating the opposition, controlling the opposition, creating the opposition, so on and so forth, back and forth and back and forth, pro wrestling at its very worst. He said to the American people that if you vote for Joe Biden, America will be destroyed. He told us that before, too, but he hasn't enforced the law yet. He hasn't brought that rule of law in yet. He has prosecuted nobody that he promised to prosecute, right? 5 years now. Not a one. But we've seen him exonerate, in his version, we've seen him grant clemency to political criminals and criminals, drug dealers, and the list goes on. We've seen him allow them to get a out of jail card, free, right? And now he's telling you the same thing that he told you during the first campaign with Hillary Clinton. If she becomes the president, your country's going to be destroyed. She's still unprosecuted. She's still unindicted. Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. And now it's Joe Biden. And this is what he said. If Joe Biden becomes the president of the United States, he'll destroy America. But if you vote for me, I'll save it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And now Herod was very angry with the people at Tyre and Sidon. Their country depended on the king's country for food. So they came to him with a united front to make peace. They'd been able to win over Blastus, the king's personal aide, on the appointed day. Herod dressed himself, the king, in royal clothing, sat on the throne, just like Satan did, Isaiah 14, and made a speech to them. The people shouted, "This is the voice of a God! This is the voice of a God! And not a man." And immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he didn't give glory to God. He was eaten of the worms and died. Acts 12, 20 through 23. It seems like every generation there's always one that wants to dare the justice of God. One that comes to my aid right now is Benito Mussolini, man. He was the guy that said, "God, if you're there, publicly strike me dead." Did anybody see the end of Benito Mussolini? His own people took him up to the square, beat him to death, shot him through, both him and his mistress, and hung him upside down in the public square in Italy. That's what they say. That's what they call him. Anyways, we're going to come right back to this. I'm going to play some audio by John MacArthur. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
So let me put a little salt on your tongue because we're teeing this up for the next hour. We got you for 2 hours today. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. John MacArthur this week was basically talking about how we could never, ever vote for Joe Biden. Right. He's not credible, but neither is Donald Trump. They're both players. They're both pushing forth the agenda. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. He's talked about Joe Biden's treason the same way that he talked about Hillary Clinton's treason, the same way that he's talked about Barack Hussein Obama's treason, which is a violation of law, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Of course, Luke 22:48. But he's done nothing to bring in the DOJ to prosecute any of them. And what they're all doing together in the circus of politics, friends, is opening the curtain again so they can put another show on for you and entertain you to derive from you your God-given rights. Why isn't Donald Trump prosecuting Joe Biden and Hunter Biden for treason? He's putting them up as a legitimate candidate. How come he hasn't prosecuted them? How come he hasn't prosecuted the likes of Hillary Clinton? Folks, listen to me. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, bad guys. I'm telling you, corruption. People are talking a different way in this country today. And it's old-fashioned to what you're used to. We know that you got your buddies and your little cohorts that you think are going to protect you. You're playing a dangerous game, is what I'm telling you. You're playing a dangerous game. Corruption is not going to, not in this earth, in this life or the next life, going to protect you from a just and a holy God or from a righteous people. Justice will commence one way or another. And people are sick and tired. There's a new tone to the American people across the board. Just go ahead and mark my word. Go ahead and keep testing your steel. Because the righteous are tired of it. And don't you sit there and act like you're the victim when the media spins, the spin doctors spin your story to try to put you in the light of the victim when in fact you've been assailing the American people for decades and they're tired of it. I'm telling you right now, there's a different tone in this country amongst the people. People have had enough. They realize that the threat is tangible. It has been for a long time. They realize that the government that's trying to tell us today that they're looking out for us and our safety and we need to wear a mask because of a virus that doesn't exist, that these are the same people that are murdering 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day and dismembering them and selling their body parts, and they all the well know it. But they do nothing but prosecute the guy that exposes Planned Parenthood for their crimes. That's your government today, America. That's how good your government is today. And this is what the American people know. They're tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm not going to play along to get along. I'm not going to do it. And I can tell you right now, 76% of the American people going out to the local gun store should tell you a whole lot about what I'm trying to tell you right now. And I'm telling you, bad guys, it's time for you to repent. Game over in Jesus' name. Game over. You're going to see more backlash come. Yes, things are going to get hotter. Yes, things are going to get a lot worse than where they're at right now. Oh, you can rest assured they will. But the fact of the matter is, America, all you good people, all of you silent majority, you that call yourself the silent majority, have been sitting around being silent too long. That's why we are where we're at today. Read Amos 6:3. The seed of violence is now coming to our front doors. Why? Because you've left off justice. You've left off righteousness within the gate. Now people's backs are against the wall, and now they're thinking, okay, we need to respond to ourselves. Things are getting out of hand. They're out of hand. We've done it to ourselves. People talking about civil war today. Well, guess what, friends? The civil war, our sin has found us out. Because we fell. And by the way, it's not a foreign people attacking us. It's a foreign power through those that have sold out their loyalty to a just and a holy God. And the fact of the matter is, friends, is that our sin is finding us out. We've done this to ourselves. And wasn't it Abraham Lincoln? Abraham Lincoln that rightly said, if we're destroyed, it's because we've done it to ourselves. Is that true? I don't think anybody can dispute that. If we lose our freedoms, it will be because we have destroyed ourselves from within. That's where we're at today. Also keep in mind, before that, which preceded that, was James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, the father of our Constitution, that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It's not a foreign enemy. It will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. What has this American government done for decades in this country? We better deal with them, and we better deal with that third world country. We better deal with that dictator. We better deal. Hey, folks, the fact of the matter is there's no greater dictator in this country than those that have sat in the People's White House for how many decades in this country? You want to talk about how all of these other... You know what these other countries are, friends? Many of them? Not all of them, but many of them. They're people that are rejecting the New World Order. So what do? The corrupt politicians, they accuse them of being some sort of dictator, some warmonger, when in fact the dictator in the People's White House is the actual dictator. Working for what? the military-industrial complex so they can go make more dollars and cents, as Smedley Butler warned us back after World War II. When he realized that he was a big business, he was the arm of force for big business and racketeering. Who is he calling out, friends? This government. This government. And I'm talking about corruption in this government. Our form of government, our institution of government is outstanding. It's second to none. But we need good men to occupy the office, and we need to lawfully get rid of the bad ones and bring about justice. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7.
You know, it's very interesting that you were saying there's a new tone, because we never even talked about this. And in the newsletter today, that's the same thing that I said. There's a different tone among people now who are hearing what's going on, and they're seeing what's going on, and they're seeing their freedoms being taken away, and they're seeing the tyranny in many different forms all throughout the United States. People are becoming very resolute. We have enough. We've had enough. It's kind of like the spirit of our forefathers arising in Jesus' name, and people saying, no, this shall not pass. We're not going to be doing this anymore. And for our ministry, this is no new thing for us, because we've been fighting this good fight of faith for over 20 years. But for those of you who listen and say, wow, I cannot believe I'm hearing this message. I wish I would hear this message in other places. You know, I wish God would raise up godly leaders and godly men to bring forth this message. Well, he does have his leaders out there. They're just hard to find sometimes. You know, he had Elijah, he had a Daniel, he had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Moses. But the good news is that one man with God is the majority. But for those of you who listen, we don't do this very often, but we have to say we need to continue to stay out there. In fact, On the Move is one of the best ways that I can describe this ministry. We just got back from Michigan doing two great events there. Then we were just in Kentucky. I know Bradley's talked about this some in Tennessee. Drove 17 hours nonstop. Good job, Bradley, getting us back. And we're going to be back out again in Michigan this up-and-coming month. So it just seems like one thing after another. But we need your support. And we would ask that you please not take, this may not sound quite right, but don't take advantage or just know that this ministry is always going to be out there. We have to be able to have
ministries
support.
Ministries like us
to be able to continue to do what we do. So we are asking for those of you who listen and say, I want to be a part of getting this message out there. You know what? I want to be a part of supporting this guy who's speaking the truth, his family out there doing what they're doing. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. And when you go there, you've got an option. You can either do a one-time donation, which we completely appreciate, or you can become a monthly supporter as a son or daughter of liberty. And a son or daughter of liberty is you choose whatever level and amount is good for you every month, and you continuously support us on a month-to-month basis, which helps kind of sustain us to keep us out there and keep us in the face of people and with the people. You know, radio is beautiful because we're on the radio, you know, 6 days a week, and we're speaking to so many different people out there. But when you're in person, there is really an anointing that really breaks through to the hearts of people to really go out there and affect change. And that's exactly what we want to do. So please take the time to do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, click on the Spread the Word button or the Donate Now button. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter, some of you say, well, I listen to the radio show, but I would like more content. Our newsletter always has Bradley's article. It shows you where we're going and what we're doing. So that's also something that you can do on the website, too, as well. And then with our Sons of Liberty Media, you can see all the news and information happening in the world today, especially from a Christian biblical perspective that really keeps you up to date without all the lies that you'll see in the mainstream media. So there's so many different things that you can do. Please be a part of what we're doing.
Amen. Folks, hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to hit on this and play some audio by John MacArthur. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.